Good morning. It's Joe McKenzie, myself, McKenzie, producer Porkchop, intern Chloe Money, and Liv, the web girl, all hanging out with you on this crazy Monday. Be careful on the roads. If you're in Indianapolis, there's a winter storm warning. There's been lots of slide-offs. There was a fatal crash in Hancock County. So there's a lot of two-hour delays we're seeing with the schools. Carmel Clay schools are on a two-hour delay, along with Hamilton Southeastern schools, Westfield Washington schools, IPS, Beech Grove. So make sure and check out what's happening with your school. So everyone's going to be a little thrown off today, but kiddos loving it, of course, because they get to sleep in. So that's good. All right. So we have a little something special for you. We have two on the line, Angela and Satomi. How you guys doing?
Oh, hold on. Angela, you there?
Oh.
Angela. There she is. All right. And good morning, Satomi. You there?
I'm good here. Good morning.
Hey, ladies. Okay. Who wants to go see Maroon 5?
Who doesn't?
Either of you? Okay, cool. And here's your chance, too. You get to qualify, and you could go fly away to somewhere they're performing. Hopefully somewhere warm and tropical.
Miami, of course.
Oh, yes, honey. I love that. Okay, so here's the deal. We're going to play McKenzie, Porkchop, or Liv. So we're going to give you a statement, and then you have to decide which one of us we're talking about. And then how many chops do you think they have to get right?
I've got it. Don't worry. So, Angela, you will go first. This statement or this fact is for you, and you need to tell us, is this me, Porkchop, McKenzie, or Liv?
Okay. Oh. Which one of us still has their first car, and it has over 3,000 miles?
I'm going to have to go with Porkchop.
I wish I still had my first car and it had 3,000 miles, but Mackenzie, that's over 300,000 miles.
I'm sorry, I forgot some zeros. It was 300,000 miles, and that is correct.
That is correct.
Yes!
So, Angela, you've got a point.
I forgot, I didn't read some zeros. Dang, sorry, Chops. How is it still running?
Knock
that's
on wood.
That's your very first car?
Yeah.
Ever in your life?
Yep.
Or, like, first car you bought?
Yeah, my first. I mean, I had, like, a... My dad got me like a Mitsubishi Lancer that I had for a couple months. And then, so I don't know if that's like, does that count as my first car?
Because are you just going to run this one to the ground?
I guess so. I've got a powertrain lifetime warranty, so it might live forever.
All right, Chops, be safe on the road, especially today. Let's go to Satomi. Okay. Which one of us is allergic to cats?
Oh, I will say Liv.
No.
It's me. And I think they're so cute, but I am deathly allergic. Like, my throat will close up. And that's why I can't ever go to Chop's place. Like, I'll break out in hives. It stinks.
I wish I was allergic to have an excuse to not be around them.
They always want to be around me, too. Like, they always want to come and rub on me. And I'm like, oh.
My cats are so sweet.
I know, but I can't. My eyes will shut and my throat will as well. Aww. It stinks. All right. So, we'll go back to Angela. Okay, here we go. Angela, which one of us on the show went to a boarding high school?
Liv.
No, I did not.
That was me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I reversed the process.
That's so creepy. That was me.
I reversed the process. I went away for high school and then lived at home for college. I know it's usually the other way around, right?
Right.
Can you believe that?
How far away was your school?
An hour and a half.
And were they strict? Did you have a dress code?
Oh,
yeah. Was it all boy?
No, it was co-ed. Well, the dorms weren't co-ed, but the school was co-ed.
Dude, all the people that I know that went to boarding school, it was absolute mayhem.
Yes.
Like, boarding high schools. Like, it was wild.
No, mine was not wild. They shut the electricity off at 9:45. You weren't allowed to have music or movies.
What was your punishment? Like, if you got in trouble...
You had to do like 100 push-ups.
Really?
What? Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. Why did your parents send you to a boarding school?
It was like affiliated with a religion.
Okay.
So it's like,
interesting.
Yeah.
And now you are who you are. Yeah. All right, so tell me, this one is for you. Which one of us absolutely hates scary movies?
Oh, I will say McKenzie.
Nope, that's me, Liv. I absolutely hate them. I refuse to watch them. I can't even watch scary commercials.
It's ironic, being that she does Murder Monday.
I know.
All right.
It's like me, too.
Yes, you don't like them. Angela, which one of us has never, ever broken a bone? McKenzie, producer Porkchop, or Liv?
Oh,
Ooh, I'm going to say Mackenzie.
That's me again, Liv. I've never broken a bone. I was on crutches once for like a really bad like sprain, but nope, never broken a bone.
Ooh, all right, Satomi, this is your chance.
Yeah, this means you have to get this one right to tie. If you get it wrong, Satomi, you lose.
Angela wins, okay?
Okay.
Which one of us on the show, our favorite color is Tiffany Blue?
Mackenzie.
That is correct. Still alive. She's still in the game. Okay.
Going into overtime.
OT. Angela.
Two more here.
Which one of us absolutely hates root beer?
Pork chop.
That would be me, Mackenzie. People are like, that's not American. I just don't like the taste. I'm sorry. Okay. And Satomi, this is for it all. Which one of us almost got a tattoo in New Orleans?
I'll say pork chop.
No, that was Liv the Web
Girl.
That
was me. I was there for a fraternity forum when we were really drunk, and I almost got our school's mascot tattooed on my butt.
Oh, my God. Are you so happy you did it?
Yes, so happy I did not.
All right, so I've got one more fact, and now the way it works is you're going to buzz in with your name when you know the answer, okay? So,
okay.
Angela, your name. Satomi, your name. I'm going to read you the fact. Buzz in with your name. Here we go. For the win, this person's eyes change color from blue to green.
Angela.
Oh, that was so close. Who'd you hear first?
Angela's phone was louder, so it sounds like it was her, but I heard the S in Satomi slip in first. So, Satomi, go ahead. Take your guess.
I'm going to say Mackenzie.
That is wrong. Oh! Angela, for the steal, for the win, is it Liv or pork chop?
Pork chop.
That is correct!
Ladies,
Angela,
you both killed it, but Angela
is the big winner.
Are you serious?
You are going to see Maroon 5, and not only that, girl, you are qualified to fly away and see them anywhere
they're performing. Gosh. I'm so excited.
Where do you want to go see them?
Miami, of course.
Okay, she's feeling Miami. How easy was that? You guys killed it. Thank you so much. Hopefully you learned a little bit about the show, too. This was a lot of fun. Coming up, we have your dummy of the day. It's next on Joe and Mackenzie.